That's the Esquires. And I thought the Esquires were flat out the best thing to ever come out of Milwaukee. 1967, it's the flip side to Get On Up, of course, on Bunky Records. And just I don't think they ever did a bad song. Just a wonderful family group, too, the Moors. Okay, so I'll stop talking about that and start talking about something that I like almost as much as music, but not quite, and that's food. Yeah, the four-letter F word. Max Good joins us, AmazingRibs.com. Hello, Max.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear from you because, of course, you know what you're doing when it comes to cooking. So since it's amazing, God knows, like I say, the deal I made with the fire department, they don't come, I don't cook, we're all happy. But occasionally, I do eat other people's attempts. And what I've discovered is ribs are not as easy as they would appear to be. And you know AmazingRibs.com, so what's the secret?
Well, actually, one of the biggest secrets is just seasoning them right to begin with and cooking them low and slow. And I always say nothing beats a dedicated smoker. There's a lot of them out there, and they're getting more and more popular. And you could do it, too. Go to AmazingRibs.com. We got all kinds of great recipes. They're not that hard.
Yeah, no, we don't want... Twice I've had to move when I tried to cook, so we don't want to do this.
I'll have to come visit you and run you through the ropes.
Yeah, I guess. Now, and you've got your own sauce, the Black Swan. Tell me about the sauce.
Oh. Well, I started that 2003. We started selling it. And I couldn't say it's taken off. We're still a pretty small, niche group, you know, literally a ma and pa organization, yet we do export the stuff to other countries. In fact, I just got a pretty nice-sized order going to Indonesia, which we should be shipping out in about a month. But, yeah, we're available mostly right now in the U.S., mostly in the Chicago area at some Whole Foods and Pete's and Heinen's and Wanamaker's. As well. I'll be happy to send you some if you'd like to try them.
I'd love to try some. Are you kidding? Yes, right now, I'll tell you, most of my sauce is from Montgomery Inn in Cincinnati. that's my rib sauce of choice. So I'll be curious to see what it's like. But you mentioned smokers, and of course, even the concept is foreign to me. How do smokers differ from the standard grill?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, a big difference is if people are trying to smoke something on a gas grill. In my view, that doesn't work very well. And the reason being, to smoke meats, you have to have a closed environment so that the smoke can impart its magic to the foods. You know, the aroma, the color. With a gas grill, they have to be very well ventilated in order to not let the burners go out. You've heard those horror stories of people opening up their gas grill and boom, next thing you know, they have no hair or eyebrows. If they're lucky, that's all that happens. And that's because when people put a smoker box in a gas grill, you can just watch the smoke blow right out the backside. Whereas a real smoker, and even a nice charcoal kettle can do this, they have a tight construction that holds that smoke in there. But the thing I want to emphasize quickly, too, is that you don't want it to be nasty black or even dark gray smoke. That's going to give you this bitter creosote. It has to be a clean smoke, kind of very light smoke. But you can get it on a kettle, but once again, there are so many smokers out there, dedicated smokers, that will smoke your meats beautifully, and they take longer because it's got to be low and slow. That'll break down all that chewy, nasty connective tissue and turn it into delicious, savory butter.
Wow. Now, you say takes longer. Are we looking 24 hours or what?
Well, it depends on what it is. Ribs, you're looking 3 to 4 hours usually. You want to keep the temperature down to about 225 degrees, which is not hard to do if you know what you're doing. That's why you got to go to AmazingRibs.com to look up these simple techniques. You know, we're finding our traffic has gone through the roof, I'm telling you, because, you know, people are hunkering down at home, and thankfully a lot of, you know, everybody likes to eat. You remind me, you're doing this wonderful platter session of all those great tunes. It reminds me of a quote that everybody likes music, because the question is, does music like them? And everybody likes to eat. People wonder, well, does cooking like me? And they're finding that, yes, cooking does like them. It's not that hard if you give it a little bit of effort, and people are finding they can do it because they're stuck at home, you know, and they're enjoying the results. But yes, there's plenty of instruction at AmazingRibs.com and plenty of great recipes.
I'm looking at it right now. Now, of course, I'm a barbecue girl, so my favorite thing is brisket.
And,
You know, I assume that can be smoked as well.
It has to be smoked. You wouldn't want to eat the brisket is one of the toughest and most challenging cuts. Even the award-winning champions that go to all the competitions, Memphis and May and all those, that's always thought of as the badge of honor if you can conquer brisket. And well, of course, the competition people have conquered it. But even in your backyard, you can do it. But that is one that does take a while. That could take 16 hours, depending on how big the chunk is. And we always say, you know, those chunks of meat, they're not widgets. They don't come off. They're not like nuts and bolts. So you don't know. You might have an ornery cow that is all nasty and tough, and if you are patient and let it go, you know, you can still get good results. Myron Mixon, I asked him, I don't know if you know his story. I'm sure you know who he is. Myron Mixon, he's very famous. His father got him started on that. He was a champion. Mm-hmm. And I said, Myron, what's the best advice your father gave you? And he said, cook it till it's done.
Oh,
and then
no.
he goes, Max, now, I know that sounds obvious, but let me tell you something. You got these guys out there, they've been up since 6 in the morning, and it's raining, and now they drank a 12-pack. I don't care how long they've been. You got friends and family waiting for good barbecue. You wait, and you cook it till it's done. And brisket exemplifies that, because if you serve it too early, you're going to be chewing a lot.
Yeah. Now, Myron Mixon, I do know, he's got that place in Old Town in Alexandria, but he's won more things than anybody. And over the years at a zillion radio stations, I've judged a lot of these darn things. I've been involved in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I know how to eat. The last one I did was the Indianapolis, the Indiana State Fair. That was enough. But, you mentioned a brisket could take 16 hours, and you mentioned that this is not going to be gas, so how do you get the coals to, you know, behave, to stay not black and to stay lit and the smoke to be the right consistency?
That's the trick, because you need to keep the temperature down, and a live fire like charcoal and especially wood tends to smolder. Well, you have to give a fire oxygen or it can't burn.
I know.
So when you're using even a charcoal kettle or a wood-burning offset smoker, you control the temperature with the vents, the intake vent and the exhaust vent. And if you shut them all down to keep that temperature down, you're going to get dirty, nasty smoke. I should also mention, I know I said something about gas earlier, but most of the barbecue restaurants, or at least many, use these big commercial gas-fueled smokers, and they use wood just for flavoring. But, of course, with a commercial environment, you want consistency, so that's what it gives them. But yes, the enemy of good smoke is dirty smoke. It's smoldering if you shut everything down. So the trick is just to get the fire started right, and it does take a little bit of finesse. It's not as easy as just going up to a something that has a dial on it, or the new pellet smokers, which are skyrocketing in popularity, and anyone could use those. Let me tell you.
I hate to interrupt you, but I've come to the end of the hour, believe it or not. So since this is going to be a big topic, can you join us one evening next week?
Of course. Should we talk later, I imagine?
Yes, absolutely. But thank you. Thank you. I want to hear more about this. MaxGoodAmazingRibs.com. I'm Raleigh, and I'm in for G, and this is WGN Radio.